AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Beko.
I'm Christopher Cruz at the Washington Bureau. A sixth horse has now been euthanized at Churchill Downs, site of tonight's running of the Kentucky Derby. Reporter Ed Peek.
Lord Miles, Take Charge Brianna, Practical Move, Wild on Ice, all Derby horses euthanized. Code of Kings slipped three times and was euthanized. Favorite Forte scratched today because of a bruised right foot.
After seven decades of preparation, Charles has been anointed king.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Charles III has been crowned in a ceremony dating back 10 centuries, promising to serve his people as his mother did for 70 years.
I, William, Prince of Wales.
Son and heir Prince William kneeling before his royal father, pledging his loyalty and service, watched by his son and heir, 9-year-old Prince George, who served as a page, watching from a third row seat in a plain dark suit, Prince Harry. Then, the famous balcony appearance, King Charles and Queen Camilla wearing their bejeweled purple velvet crowns, waving at the hundreds of thousands below, cheering them on.
CBS's Vicky Barker. Six people have been injured at the Gaylord Rockies Resort in Aurora, Colorado. Fire and Rescue Chief Alec Oten.
About 9:50 this morning, AFR units received a call for a structural collapse at the Gaylord in the pool area. We had units that were already on scene. They were doing some training, and so they were able to respond very quickly to the pool area and found a component of the air conditioning system, the HVAC system, that had collapsed into the pool area.
An additional 1,500 active duty military, more migrant processing centers, and money for shelters, all part of the plan by the federal government to deal with an expected influx of migrants.
The situation at the border is a very serious one, a very challenging one, and a very difficult one.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, reviewing operations along the Texas-Mexico border, says they're prepared to handle what happens after the COVID-era restrictions are lifted, but it won't be easy.
We urge Congress to fix our broken immigration system.
El Paso is setting up mega shelters in preparation. Mayor Oscar Leeser.
We are preparing to go into the schools. We're going to prepare to go into the civic center if necessary.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The former head of the Federal Communications Commission, who famously proclaimed in 1961 that network television was a, quote, vast wasteland, died today. Newton Minow was 97. He spent many years advocating for quality television. This is CBS News.
Clean dishes, clean planet. Save $200 in gift card rebates on eligible Beko dishwashers. Visit Beko.com/US-EN for...
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. Do you remember That Is the Lizard? Before that, Boat on the Ocean. And who are the Lizards? Well, they're from Central Wisconsin. Premier British classic rock and original rock.
Woo-hoo.
And you can see them at Hoosers on the Lake Friday, June 30th up in Nakusa. How you doing, everybody? GBK, Rocker, and Terry Barr with you. The whole team is with you, giving you original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hope you're having a good evening. We got a really good show tonight. As always, Rocker, tell the people who's coming on.
Wow, Jimmy, it is a full show tonight. Right now, he's already out in the lobby.
Yeah!
Glenn Whitcomb is in the studio to talk about the return of Groove Roulette at the Burr Oak in the Mad City. That's on May 18th. It's original improvised musical comedy. Then Sims Delaney Potoff from Harmonious Whale, he's in to tell us about their upcoming Scotland and Ireland tours and how you can ride along, literally. And then Sunspots, Mike and Wendy, they're going to stop by the studio to talk about opening for Casey and the Sunshine Band and playing Make Music Madison at the Max Inc. Radio stage on State Street.
That is awesome.
Broadfest, all kinds of stuff. Woo. Mike Grassman from Milwaukee Soundcheck Entertainment, he's in to tell us. Actually, he's on the phone from Milwaukee, and he's going to be telling about his multifaceted music business. He's been building musical community in Milwaukee for years. Mm-hmm. The Devil's Lair, local country star Jenna Jane, she's traveling in from Eagle River tonight to the Mad City to perform for us live in the Devil's Lair. We're going to hear all about her story. And then Jimmy, Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m., the best of Wisconsin hard rock, metal, and punk.
Okay.
It's actually all punk tonight for Heavy. So this
one. Ooh. We both like that idea. Okay. You know, it is finally a nice day out. I know we could get storms later on, but it just feels so good to start singing. I'm going to start singing at all the festivals, Rocker. Did you know that?
Really?
Start thinking about all of the festivals. I know Dave Adler, who plays with Steely Dan, always plays at Atwood Fest in Madison in the summer. He was already posting, I cannot wait to get back outside to do outdoor festivals, outdoor shows, and that just feels like such a good thing to talk about. But I know another thing that's happening outside right now. Oh boy, you open the window and all you hear are those lawnmowers going. So the question, because I know now in the city of Madison, no mow May is okay, or even low mow May. They say if you don't want to mow your lawn during the month of May, you will not be ticketed and fined if you let the grass grow, because they believe that it is good for the bees. And I love that. I love thinking about that. Is this true around the rest of the state? And do you believe in this idea of either a low mow or a no-mo May? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Interesting question. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Love to hear your comments. I have some pretty strong opinions about no-mo May.
Okay.
I'll share them with you later on.
And please add to our Facebook post, because I'm going to put this on Facebook right now. And if you really can't call right now, add to our Facebook post, because we want to hear what you have to say.
844-967-2789. Seesaw was in the house, two weeks ago?
Yeah,
their new album is so good. Here's their new song, Dial Me Up. And don't forget, you see them with Jane Hobson at the Shoddy Barn, quote unquote, in Spring Green, Wisconsin. It's brand new Seesaw on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Skirting like I'm focused on it, maybe smoking. Baby got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know those. See that strobe in my brain and I obey. Dial me up. Let's have fun. Relate.
tip when I'm tripping into our cars. We've come so far, we're all mega superstars. I'll do the tap tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Maxine Radio, we are local music. Seesaw and Dial Me Up from their latest album, Projection. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Are you participating in No Mo May?
Or Lomo.
Or Lomo.
That is another thing.
Yeah. I'm choosing the Lomo.
Okay.
Actually, for the backyard, I have to mow because there's dogs. And picking up the poo in long grass is very difficult, as you may already know.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep that kind of maintained.
And I know you love the birds and the bees, so I know you want to help them out as you can.
The front yard, I haven't touched. I'm not touching that until June.
Ha ha, there you go.
I'll take advantage of No Mo May.
So you're like half and half, basically. Yeah. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know Rocker does everything he can to get out of mowing.
Oh.
More than just May, Jimmy. I'm No Mo October, No Mo November, barely in August,
yeah.
Only when I have to, literally. We love the bees so much.
I know. Do you have milkweed in your yard?
Oh God, tons, man.
Oh,
tons and tons.
I'm gonna come
milkweed.
And get some.
You know what else we grow tons of? Oregano, and those things spread everywhere.
Oh,
and
nice.
So they have tons of flowers for the bees, and those actually go really late. And then we even have a good amount of Creeping Charlie, so that helps the bees. You wouldn't believe how much bees love Creeping Charlie.
Ooh, that's interesting.
They like to head around.
We like to talk about these things because it's something we're all dealing with right now. It ties into being outside and outside music, but then it also is, well, if you don't mow, then you have more time to go see music in May, right?
Yeah. I like that. That's why I try to mow like not at all every month if I can.
So who does the majority of the mowing at the bar household?
It's sure not me. And we've gone back
Perfect.
And forth with all kinds of different mowers, too. The most recent, we had the push mower that just has the blades, not electric,
wow.
No motor, the whole thing.
The swirly ones?
Yeah, old school, because our yard is pretty small. But it
yeah,
stopped.
You can't let it get long with those.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy,
no.
That's a tough push.
Yeah, so he already had to start with a real mower. Now, but he kept it low because we love the birds and the bees too.
There you go. 844
Jimmy K. Oh,
yes.
I want to know about your lawn. Who is the outdoor person?
Well, we have a big garden. Like half of our backyard is garden, vegetable garden.
Nice.
So I do all the mowing. Leona does a lot of garden work though. I mean, she'll get down dirty in the garden.
That is good cooperative work.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And I love the veggies in the fall. And Mrs. K has the best salsa.
Yes, she does.
I know we all have to vouch for that.
844-967-2789. Let's do some Eddie Burf. We'll give you some details about Make Music Madison in just a minute. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. It's no wonder my heart has been singing the blues. And I don't need no one to save me. words of wisdom to help me now. Turning cold and I've lost all hope. Maybe I just need time and so I'll be fine. Oh, but the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. People always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. It's no wonder your heart has been singing.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Glenn, or Eddie Berth and his brand new music there. He's going to be playing at Make Music Madison at the Max Inc. Radio Civic Media Stage. It's our brand new studio, too, up on State Street, 202 State Street. Same building as the Comedy Club. This is happening Wednesday, June 21st. I'm all over the place here. June 21st, Make Music Madison at Civic Media on State Street. Eddie Berth, Sunspot, Dana Perry. They're all performing live starting at 3 o'clock. We want you to come down and join us, please. Make Music Madison. Get more information about that if you want to be a venue or perform live at makemusicmadison.org. And we'll see you on the first day of summer, Terry Barr. You're going to be there, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? That's going to be a blast. But now you took away some of the sun from Sunspot. I thought they were going to make this big announcement. Are they going to make it or remake it when they get here?
Oh, I didn't realize it was breaking news. I mean, ooh. I talked about it last week.
Oh, you did? Okay. Shoot, yeah. I missed
it. It's breaking news all night.
We'll re-break it when Sunspot comes in at 7:30.
This is radio. It's all about repeating things.
Exactly. We've never done it before. So, I mean, we can talk about this a million times as far as I care. Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a great time. Hope you can join us. I got to tell you that Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, shop igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, the White Curt Realtors on Atwood Avenue. Let them open the door to your future home. Find them online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. We got the Max Track of the Week and Glenn Whitcomb talking about Groove Roulette. That's coming up in just a minute.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. July 29th through August 9th, we'll head from Glasgow to the Isles of Skye, Harris, Lewis, and Orkney. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Scotland beyond the Standing Stones. For more information, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com.
It's going to be great.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Time for the Max Track of the Week, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Be sure to reserve your Mother's Day spot for brunch at the Sun Prairie or Livingston Street at salvatorestomatopies.com. This week's Max Track of the Week is from one of my favorite artists, and quite frankly, I can't wait for her to come back to Madison play a show. So I Can Sleep, Rain Stern's newest track, is a pop meets rock crossroads that follows the story of an unrequited attraction. Rain sings, "Send Your Love One More Dream," as the only time she feels close to a person, this person is in a different reality. Let's check it out right now. It's a great song. Rain Stern, So I Can Sleep, on Max Inc. Radio. It's the Max track of the week.
So I can't sleep. Send your love for the last time to me.
So I Can Sleep. That's brand new Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Oh, so good. Get more. Rain's very active on social media, which is awesome. And you can reach out to her. Just look for Rain Stern. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, Terry Barr, and I hanging out with you. 844-967-2789. And Rocker, I foresee a double dip of Pat McCurdy very soon. What do you foresee? What do you got coming up?
I would love to hear a double dip of Pat McCurdy, especially I like everything. If you can put that in for me, Jimmy, that's my favorite Pat McCurdy song.
All right, I could do that.
Terry, what do you get when you mix live music, comedy, and improv?
Well, let's see. I'm going to guess maybe human combustion.
That's close. Groove Roulette.
Yeah.
Original improvised musical comedy, and it all happens every third Thursday at the Burr Oak in Madison starting on May 18th. Here in the studio to tell us all about Groove Roulette is creator and musician Glenn Whitcomb.
Woo-hoo!
Glenn, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay! Hi, everyone. Hi, Glenn. Awesome. You know, I had not, and I think I kind of mentioned this to you earlier, I had not heard a lot about Groove Roulette, and I feel like I'm missing out. So before we really get into that,
sure.
Tell me a little bit about you as a musician, performer, your promoter, your creator. How'd you get there? How'd you get that now to where you are with us?
I'm one of the people that like doesn't like to be bored. I'm always just trying to do something. Like I've dabbled around in theater, acting, comedy, music, a lot of other things, and just I always got to do something. And then on top of that, I have a flaw of like being able to just bring people together, bringing references, networking.
Yeah,
but like that, but I have to make it a thing, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, just in terms of that, just I've met some cool people, and I've always wanted to see them do cool things
together.
And so I just keep on doing that.
And Groove Roulette is so cool in itself. Tell the people what it is. What how is it so unique?
Yeah, so we're a live music series started back in 2017. Kind
oh,
of.
Oh, jeez, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the before times. It was a house show. Like, I just had four friends who played in different bands. And I was like, how about you guys just jam together in our house? And luckily people came, but I was like, if no one comes, this is just my own private concert. This that's fine with me. But it was just, the music was so amazing. We just invite four musicians from different bands to come together and improvise for, you know, a set or a couple of hours. And then the comedy part comes in is where we have the audience name the band.
That could get funny.
We have them submit suggestions for names, and then usually the band like decides this one's the best one. We've had Soft Ralph, Plump Fiction. That one's one of my favorites. A couple fun ones. Todd. I don't know if I could say this, but dang it, but the bad.
We can say that one.
Todd, damn it. That one featured Todd Phipps from Rare Element. That was a lot of fun. The last one we did, I don't know if we could say this word either, but Butt Planets.
You just did.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
wait, we can't say that one.
Okay.
I can never remember just, you know, doing stand-up comedy. I was like, I can say all the words. And then I come here and it's like, I can't say any more words.
Yeah.
Beep. Yeah. Do any of those bands or did they keep any of the names? Or it was like a one-night thing?
No, they're usually one-night things. Okay. There's been connections. Like, people have started their own projects together because of that before. Yeah,
amazing.
A couple of things like that. Or some people have kept songs for their own groups. I know that Maestranza has one. I think the song was called Biscuit Learns a Kickflip.
wow.
Yeah, sometimes I have a guest host come on and they just name the songs if they want to.
What's the most interesting group that you gelled together?
I think this one's a little bit personal for me. The most interesting group I had was John Mezzaloris, who plays bass for Don't Mess With Cupid, and a few other groups. I believe with Blue Olives, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he was my orchestra teacher in middle school and high school. And a couple other bands from my hometown, the Earthlings and Work, they also... So I brought two of their members, and they got to play with their old music teacher.
Oh, I love
that.
Wow,
that's cool.
And on top of that, we had Krista Bernardo from... he used to play with Nat Nation. He plays with Mickey Sunshine now.
Yeah.
He played on drums. And that was an absolute, like, for me, that was a very good moment.
Yeah.
There's other ones, too. And sometimes it's the musicians. It's just Albert. But sometimes it's just how the musicians meld together. And, I usually just try to bring together people who know how to listen to each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the creative juice important. Is growing.
Oh, yeah. This sounds like an amazing opportunity. Who are you going to feature now with this first one that's coming up already on Thursday, May 18th?
Yeah.
That, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Okay. This summer we have a group closing out the show coming up from Chicago called Covington Groove. They're great. So their keyboard player, Samuel Wyatt, will be playing on keys. On guitar, we have Kyle Wrightley from the Civil Engineers.
Oh, Kyle is so multi-talented.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think he might be bringing a horn as well.
Yeah, because he can.
Oh, because he can. Of course. As he should. On bass, Aaron Metz. He plays with Maestranza, Cold Fusion, Railhopper, I believe, still. Yeah. Wow. And then on drums, Cat from Milwaukee. I really like him. He's been on it before. And killer on drums, Victor Reed. He plays with the Stephen Hull Experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is an amazing drummer.
Oh, my God. He blew me out of me away the last time I saw him. Nice. And you know, this young cat with a lot of energy and so cool.
See, in his band, Stephen Hull Experience, are awesome. And you just may see him coming to some festivals this summer.
Oh, my. A little teasy weasy there. Yeah. You know, it sounds like the audience can get involved in everything. It's not one of those where you come and you want everybody to just be super quiet to listen. I love the listening shows, but this is one where you better partake. Sort of?
A lot of the time, but there are times where it's we do get an audience who sit there and attentive because they want to see what the musicians what's are trying created. To do with each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Groove Roulette, it's going to kick off. The kickoff show is Thursday, May 18th at the Burr Oak. And, you know, you were just talking about the audience participation. And the Burr Oak is a very intimate venue. Mm-hmm. Tell us why you chose the Burr Oak.
That's not a bad part of it, the intimacy of that venue. But the other thing is, I have some family history with them. My grandpa owned Kuka Records, and they recorded a lot of Dr. Haven's albums.
Oh, okay. And that makes sense.
Yep. And as we know, the DeHaven brothers opened up the Burr Oak.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's very it's a little personal. I love the Burr Oak, and I love working with them. And the DeHaven brothers have done such a great job. And every time I walk in, there's, you know, my grandpa's and Dr. Haven's albums on the wall every time
I
walk in.
Yes, I've seen that, and now I know the story.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. And you have quite a musical family, because you were telling me that your father used to play with Sims in Harmonious Whale.
Yeah, for a stint. there it is.
Nice.
Yeah, as well as my godfather played with Harmonious Whale for a stint as well, Tom Musselchuck. Yeah, my dad plays bass. He's on vacation now, but usually you can catch him Thursdays and some Fridays over at Otto's on Mineral Point.
Oh, nice. They have a great patio when they move it.
Good steaks there, too.
Oh, amazing steaks. Yeah. I played a gig with him there once, and I really just did it for the steak.
I did it for the steak.
Yeah.
But yeah, he also used to play with a bluegrass band, a Piper Road Spring Band, way back in the 70s. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, you have a ridiculously talented family. Thanks for continuing this. I guess, you know, my biggest question, why should people come out to this?
To celebrate the musicianship of Madison.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I do it. And to let people know that we hear it, like, Madison music is something to enjoy and be proud of, really.
Yeah.
It to such a point where we can make things up on the spot, and it's amazing.
I love it when you preach to the choir, Glenn. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Right there with you.
Hey, man. So Thursday, May 18th, that's the kickoff show, is at the Burr Oak. You can go to the Burr Oak on Facebook or look them up on Google. You'll get the ticket information. Glenn, you're awesome. And thank you so much taking the time to come in and join us tonight. And we thank you.
What a pleasure.
Terry Rocker, Jimmy, thank you all so much.
We're going to do that Covington Groove song you sent in. This song is called Greens. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
take the right pills, but I can't feel with it. People got me tripping like a porn star that can't get laid in the real world. When I've had enough, I'll pack one up. Look out my window at the world passing by me. Think of all the lost souls that must feel just like me. 350 milliliters of Kentucky clear only get you so far. When I've had enough, I'll rise above.
I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You lean over slowly, and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back, and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. It cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Force the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh,
can see a crack in your facade. Momentary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, that you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Sounds like a crazy night at the bar. Baby, let me know. Alternative radio, brand new stuff from Kicking Down the Door on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Beth Keeley, before that, brand new stuff. Why Won't You Let Me Love You? The name of the new album is called This Open Road. And There's two release shows, Friday, May 26th at the High Noon Saloon and Saturday, June 17th at the Gibson Community Music Hall. That's in Appleton. And of course, Beth Keighley will be on the show with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rock is live in the Devil's Lair next week. And she'll be on the show the following week to talk about her new album that we just heard. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. We got Sims in the studio. We're going to talk about your trip to Ireland and Scotland in just a couple of minutes, plus a double dip of Pat McCurdy.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.